نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان، إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, we're living in a non-Muslim country, and because of that, the colors, the way of thinking, the mizaj, the temperament of the kuffar, of the non-Muslims, begins to creep in, begins to rub in into our lives. And now a Muslim forsakes the teachings of Islam and he begins to think same as the kuffar. He makes the objective of life, of his life, the same as the objective of a non-Muslim's life. And a non-Muslim, his objective of living in this world is to accumulate more and to live a comfortable life where he can go for holidays, what big house he can make for himself, what is the best car he can drive for himself. However that comes, doesn't matter for him. If it is halal or haram, if it came through interest or not interest, it doesn't matter to him. Because his objective of life is to make this worldly life paradise. But the Muslim not supposed to be thinking like that. Because he knows that his objective is the akhirat. So he ought to be working to beautify his akhirat, not to beautify his world. But now because of environment, because of being minority, and the majority being non-Muslims, and we interacting with them, we mixing up with them, now we thinking like them, and we abandon the teachings of deen, and we make the objective of our life accumulating more wealth. Now, when this becomes the objective of a person's life, halal and haram is same. Justice and injustice is same. Lawful and unlawful is same. Whether he oppresses or he gets it fairly is the same for him. Because his objective of life is to get more wealth, more wealth. Now, this man, this Muslim man, is running after the zeros. He wants to increase his wealth. He's after the zeros. But he forgets Allah Ta'ala. He forgets the deen of Allah Ta'ala. He forgets the teachings of Allah Ta'ala. And he only practices in deen for whatever is easy for him. From the teachings of deen, whatever suits him, whatever is easy for him, then he'll practice on it. That which is difficult, that which is priority, that which is necessary, no, that he abandons. Because it doesn't suit him. Because it's difficult for him. How is he going to practice on it? So difficult. Whatever is easy for him, he'll practice. So deen is only name now. Now his objective of life is same as the non-Muslim. That I need to accumulate more wealth, more wealth. And he begins to forget the teachings of deen. Now he's no more the best ambassador and flag bearer of deen. He's a flag bearer and ambassador of shaitan and his nafs. And he's no more calling for deen. Because the way a person behaves, that's what the next person will think the deen is. A non-Muslim, very few of them will go and take an Islamic book and read about Islam. Very few of them will find out what's the reality of deen. What they look at is what the Muslims are. and how the Muslims behave. If this is a Muslim's character, that's what deen teaches. If a Muslim is behaving like this, that's what is deen. They're not going to go and learn deen. They're going to see what's this Muslim's behavior. Okay, I had a dealings with that man, and he is not worried about interest. I had a business with that Muslim person, and for him to cheat and lie is normal. So what he'll think that, now this is the teachings of deen, if Islam is teaching that, I rather remain like how I am, because there's no difference between me and a Muslim. Rather that Muslim is worse than me. Al-Iyaz Billah, may Allah forbid, he'll think like that, that Muslims are worse than us. So rather I remain same as I am than changing to deen. Because he's not going to learn deen. So the way a person behaves, this is the impression he's giving. This is the impression he's giving that what deen is, that what deen teaches. On the other hand, if a person behaves like how it's supposed to be, like how is the teachings of deen, like how deen requires of him, then he'll become a flag bearer and ambassador of deen. His actions will be calling towards deen. By dealing with him, by interacting with him, the person will feel invited towards deen. And this is what we find in the lives of our predecessors. That through their dealings, how they interacted with the non-Muslims, just by doing that, they became a caller to deen. And that non-Muslim which was dealing with that certain Muslim, he felt a desire to accept Islam just by looking at that Muslim. For example, in the life of Imam Abu Hanifa, there's plenty of examples. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, there was a Jew that owed him money, had to pay him money. Imam Abu Hanifa had to pass through this person's house, and he was passing through the road, and some filth and najasat got stuck to his sandals. He tried to remove that najasat and that dirt. It happened that the dirt went and got stuck to the wall of that Jew. Now Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah is thinking that if I'm going to remove this najasat, this dirt from his wall, because it was a mud wall, it will either damage the wall, and if I leave it there, it will look unsightly. So he was deliberating what to do, and he couldn't find a solution. He went and knocked at the door of the Jew. The Jew, as soon as he saw Imam Abu Hanifa, the first thought that came to his mind is that this man came to fetch his money. So he began to say, no, I'll pay you. I'll make sure I pay you next month or next week or something. I'll make sure I pay you. So Imam Abu Hanifa told him that I didn't come for my money. The reason why I came here is that we have a problem here more important than the money. That money, you forget about it, I forgive you all. And if I leave it, it won't look nice. So how can you sort out this problem? When the Jew heard this, that this is the teachings of deen, that this man, so just, so fair, that he is worried about that small dirt on the wall. If that is the teaching of deen, he told Imam Abu Hanifa, if that is so, then instead of purifying the wall, I prefer to purify my heart. I want to become Muslim, and he became Muslim there and there. This is because of the justice, the behavior, the character of Imam Abu Hanifa. There's plenty of examples like that. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh used to live in a house where there was a non-Muslim living above him. He's living at the bottom, and that fire worshipper, it was a fire worshipper, used to live above him. And it so happened that there was a leak in the house of that fire worshipper, and the dirty water used to fall into the house of Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. Now, to avoid messing his house, Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh kept one bucket where it was dripping, and whenever the bucket got filled, he used to take the bucket himself and empty it. It carried on like that until Imam Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh got very sick one day, and this fire worshipper decided, let me go and visit this Hassan Basri. He came to visit him, And his eyes fell onto that bucket. And he realized that this water is coming from my house. And this is that dirty water. So he felt bad. So he asked Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi that how long happening? Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi told him that this is happening for 30 years. 30 years this is happening. He felt so attracted to Deen, so amazed at his conduct, that for 30 years he was causing harm to his neighbor, and not one day he complained about it. And he made sabr on it, he was patient on it, never he complained once, and he became a Muslim there and then. This because of the behavior of that person. So if a person behaves like how Deen commands a person to do, many a times what happens is, when someone asks us, what is Deen? We confine Deen to a very narrow picture. We think Deen is only the masjid, or going for Umrah. Deen is only wearing a kurta. That's all we confine Deen to. This is very important. To wear a kurta is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To come to the masjid is very important. This is extremely important. But it is wrong for us to narrow Deen so much to that only, confine Deen to that. Because Deen is a complete way of life, which should govern our way of thinking. Not only our Deeni life, our worldly life, our business also, it's supposed to be in accordance to the teachings of Deen. So when a person is doing business with a non-Muslim, and a person shows the true character of Islam, the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that itself will become an invitation to that person. This man will become a da'i through his actions. He'll invite the next person to Deen. But on the other hand, when we make our objective, the same objective of life as the non-Muslims, that is to earn money, however it comes, it doesn't matter. If we make that our objective, we'll be going far away from Deen. We'll stray away far from Allah Ta'ala. We'll be running after the zeros, we'll forget Allah Ta'ala. We'll forget our Deen. Whereas the teachings of Deen are complete, not only confined to our ibadat, our business also is supposed to be governed with the teachings of Deen. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. That all believers, when you come into Deen, come completely. Don't come with that approach that I have my terms and conditions. Everything is terms and conditions. I'll only take what suits me. Whatever is conforming to my terms and conditions, then I'll accept that. And whatever is difficult for me, then that goes by the way. That I don't even turn to it. This is called selective approach to Deen. We only take that which suits us. Whereas this is not the Deen which is the criteria of success. This is not the Deen which Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Allah Ta'ala is saying in this ayat, "Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa," that enter into Deen completely. Not only what is easy. Take what is easy, take what is difficult. Take the complete Deen. This is the Deen which will please Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring complete Deen into our lives, so that we can become ambassadors of Deen, we'll become inviters towards Deen. So, akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.